is, where am I? And, you know, orientation is so important. And I think so much of my day is trying to get oriented to the world around me. It's amazing how disoriented I can be at times. You know, in the vernacular flying, my greatest desire, they say that about 80% of flying is orientation. And if you're not oriented, it could be very fatal very quickly. And that metaphor just translates into life, that if we're disoriented in life, it can become very fatal.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Is that – explain you circling around the building this morning?
Yeah, I did. And upside down.
Parking your truck in the flower garden.
John, most of my days, there's, you know, the story I'm living in is, what do I need to get done today? You know, it's a task list of things that I'm more aware of than something epic. My story's broken down into measurable, achievable accomplishments most days.
Right.
John, say more about that. When your day is, the car doesn't run, there's an unexpected bill, and the kids are acting up. How does the larger story help you interpret just kind of the mundane reality, up and downs of life?
Well, first off, we just accept that as reality, you know, that the car just broke down on me and I just got a, you know, overdrawn notice on my checking account, you know, for the third time this month, and I want to get mad at somebody for that. And, you know, we simply accept that as reality and it destroys us, rather than saying, this is a lie. This is presenting itself to me as ultimate reality, but it's not. It's not. And the enemy would love nothing more than to reduce us to fragments, bits and pieces, meaninglessness. You know, for me, it's to have a larger story, oh my gosh, it shows me when to fight. It shows me when to just let it go. It's not a big deal, right? You don't make mountains out of molehills anymore. It is a total reorientation, you know, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Where it helps me with that, John, is it just removes the issue of random and chaos. I mean, there's the larger story eliminates some of the interpretations I can have on life. That's chaotic.
Yeah,
it's
meaningless.
Random. Yeah. Somewhere in here is God or the enemy, something mysteriously redemptive or disruptive for repentance. There's something in this, though I may not see it.
Yeah.